In this episode, we have a really in-depth, fascinating discussion with someone who, you know, has done it all and seen it all, has felt the constant juggle and the struggle of that, of being a new mom and trying to make a new business work. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with Michelle, who you will hear after the intro, who, by the way, is also going to be a guest on the virtual summit that is going to be dropping in a few weeks' time. So look out for that. But with that said, I will cue up the intro song and we will be back with our interview with Michelle Hoogland.
The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing. That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
We're here to talk growth now. Let's make it double.
Oh, double growth.
Double growth.
Where did that come from, Bonna? Who's doubly growing?
Well, hopefully all of us speaking today and listening, but we do have a wonderful guest who also, I believe, is in the business of growth. So I just thought that is amazing and I can't wait to get this conversation going.
Awesome. Yes, we do. Michelle, hello.
Hello. So nice to be here. Hey, ladies.
So awesome to have you on. So please, for our listeners, would you mind introducing yourself and why you're here, maybe?
Absolutely. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Hoogland. I'm with Paladin Global Market. I've been an online entrepreneur for over 16 years. I did it out of a necessity. I was home on maternity leave with my sweet little girl, and I had an aha moment. Oh my gosh, I can't go back to work. I've got to replace my income. And a quick story, just entered eBay. I started trying it. I learned it. I struggled the first year, 2 years, and I worked myself up to being a power seller. I'm a consignment reseller. I'm still doing it 16 years later. That little newborn is driving now, and I love wow. teaching people how to do the same.
Wow, I love that story. And I bet you that a lot of our audience can relate, because I think so many women come into business ownership because it's like, oh gosh, I want to be at home. I want to be right. with my baby. I want to be with my child and yes. watch them grow up. So totally can relate. But tell us, I would love to know, how did you do it? How did you go from zero and to where you are now?
It was hard because YouTube, I don't even think YouTube was around at that time. And this was 2004. If it was, I didn't know about it. And I literally had to learn the school of hard knocks. I just started going out and buying stuff and trying to sell it online. And you name it, I've probably tried to buy from there, online auctions, government auctions, state sales, garage sales, thrift stores, anything. And then it was about a year into it where I was like, you know, I'm buying stuff and I'm sitting on some inventory and cash was tight. So that's when I had another aha moment. Oh my gosh, what if I sell stuff for other people? Then I don't have to buy it myself. And my only investment is my time. And ladies, that tripled my profits right out the gate. It was just a huge game changer. And so I love teaching people because a lot of people are kind of scared to step into that level of eBay. And so I'm actually building out my second course that teaches people how to do just that, kind of learn from my mistakes.
Awesome. I think what I love about listening to you, Michelle, is I think the first word that comes to mind is resourcefulness. We talk a lot about this, Deidre and I, and definitely with our clients, but like you say, you can always teach yourself the things, you know, whether it's a new technology, a new process, a new system, and, you know, obviously people like yourself who teach other people make it easy. Mm-hmm. But you've sort of got to want to be resourceful, right? And I think be able to say, okay, wow, I'm in trouble, A, and then B, I need help. Now, where is the help that I can get to get to where I want to be? So that's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes. I think as an entrepreneur in general too, we need to just kind of figure it out. And sometimes our best strategies come out of our biggest struggles.
Totally. Yeah. And you mentioned as well that you were struggling for the first, you know, couple of years, yeah. I think, when you first started. How was that like for you, to actually be in that struggle?
Well, you got to think about too. I'm a new mom at that time. I have this newborn and she was jaundiced and not sleeping through the night. I'm sleep deprived, going through all of that and having the, you know, trying to learn this new business. But I think sometimes when you burn the ship, so to say, when I was determined I had to make this work, I just did it. And what I did is if I couldn't sell the inventory on eBay and it wasn't a great reseller online, I'd have garage sales. I had so many garage sales the first year because I had to recoup that money to go out. But you know, you learn your lessons pretty quickly. You know, you learn like, okay, that didn't work. All right. Oh, that really worked. Okay. Let's double down on that. So I think it was good that my back was against the wall and I was absolutely determined that she was only going to be small once and I had to make it work. So out of that became a really successful business.
Wow.
That's amazing. So inspiring. I can barely keep houseplants alive. So I'm always in awe when people...
You're fine.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one.
I water them way too much.
Too much love. That's you and me, yes. Michelle.
Like, you're thirsty. They're like, fine.
So on that then, on that topic of keeping things alive... What advice do you, you've already given us such awesome knowledge, but, you know, is there anything else you can share? What other advice do you have for new mums when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Oh, be patient with yourself. I was very grateful that my husband was still making a steady income so that I was able to, you know, learn the lessons. I mean, we were tight. There's no doubt about that, but I was able to, so he gave me that strength that I needed so that I could be a mom to realize that, hey, I can only do so much. And I worked when she slept. You know, I made sure that I kept remembering the reason why I was home was to enjoy her. And so I didn't want to be working when she was in her happy hours of the day as a toddler and wanting to play and stuff like that. That was Haley time. And then when she would nap, that's when I'd stop and turn into entrepreneur mom. And then she'd wake up. All right. Well, and it just was some long hours, but it was so worth it. No regrets.
I think that's another super useful, I mean, it's a mindset thing, but also a really useful skill. And I think when we say skill is only developed through discipline. And I think that's the thing, like we can be so undisciplined with our time, whether that's, you know, overworking. I think a lot of us can relate to that as entrepreneurs. And, you know, some of us have children, some of us don't, but there's still other roles we need to play. And a lot of the time they suffer. So I just love that clarity that you had around not just who you're doing it for and why, but almost like when the rubber hits the road, you're on the ground. Like you say, you've got your back up against the wall. It can be so tempting to be like, oh, maybe just another half an hour and I'll just get this done. Yes. And then I'll have Haley time. But it's like, no, it's a non-negotiable. So I think embedding that in actually is like a daily reminder. And you know what they say, if you want something done, get a busy person to do it. So
I love it. Well, my husband says I work harder than anybody knows. Sometimes that's my fault though. I'm a little too busy sometimes, but yeah, you definitely have to schedule that. You've got to put hard stops on it. Goes right here and no further. Like tonight, I've got several videos going on today and then I'm going on a date night and it stops right at 5, you know, so it's important.
Awesome. I'd love to know, you know, what other time management tips do you have?
I love time management. I've read many books on it. And I have to say, as I get older in my entrepreneur years, I do a lot of Audible books because I'm always multitasking. But I have to say that my schedule is my best friend. Doing my to-do list, I get up early in the morning when the house is quiet and I get so much done for my businesses then. And then just mapping out, all right, what are the 3 key things that I need to do today that's going to give me the biggest bang for my buck, so to say? What are the 3 things that when I'm done at the end of the day, I'm going to look back and say, that was a good day. Mm-hmm. Put those first and then fill in the busy work in between. And that has been really a successful thing that I've used, a tool that I've used for managing my time.
Yeah, I love that because I was just talking about what I do myself is I know you mentioned 3, but I really only give myself like 1 or 2 big things to do and get done each day because then I think to your point, it's like well, for me, what I found is that that's actually made me feel accomplished in doing something because I actually, you know, got something done. But also it takes the guilt off when, because, you know, to-do lists never end, right? You just adding to them. But if I can just say, hey, on this one day, I'm just going to focus on getting this one, these one or two things done, I feel great about the fact that I was able to get it done. But then I also don't feel guilty about then spending time with my husband or, you know, spending time on things that are more in, like for me. So I really like that you also have a similar approach.
That is huge. I read a book. There's one book I would definitely recommend to your audience about that. It's called Eat That Frog. Have you heard of that book? It talks about the task of your day is just like big ugly frogs, and you eat the biggest ugliest frog or task of the day first, and then you're exactly right, you feel that accomplishment, then everything else kind of lines up, it goes easier, and then you can look back on the day and it's like, okay, I may not have gotten everything that I want to get done, but I got that frog done, you know, type of thing.
Awesome. All these little tadpoles of busy work that you still have to get done, but they'll grow later. Yeah,
they'll always be there.
I love that. I think everyone loves, you know, we were talking about this week, as Deidre said, she's done her training on time management, and so much of it is self-management. And I think what I loved about what you were saying was, you know, you kind of have this system of you get up early in the morning when the house is asleep and you get stuff done. And then the follow on always is like, what do you actually need to put in place going back to your schedule and you know, to actually make sure you can wake up in the morning, A, that early and in a mindset to work. And that usually means, you know, you have to be asleep at a certain time. And to be asleep at a certain time, you need to get, you know, so then it has this flow on effect. And then I think it's a real point of clarity to say, okay, these are the changes I need to make. It's not just, I'll wake up early tomorrow and then you go to bed at 3 a.m.
You fall asleep, at the table.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then that's exactly what I had to do. When I started realizing that I do my best work early in the morning, and I think I'm most creative early in the morning. So I can build out and line up the way I want to take my business at that time. So yes, I was normally a night owl. I had to stop doing that. I had to be really good to my body and just go to bed a decent time. And it really does help. It wasn't easy at first, but your body adjusts and you make it a priority.
For sure. We did get a little bit off topic, but I have one last question. I love, because, you know, I love time management or the topic of it. And I know, because again, a lot of our audience are, you know, female entrepreneurs, and, you know, so they're doing all the things, they're juggling husbands. I should believe that doesn't sound right, but like, you know, husbands.
Their attention.
Exactly. So I know that this is a huge, huge, you know, time management is a huge topic for them. But I did want to ask you one last question, because I know that, you know, you've set, you're 16 years in. I'm sure that you have navigated that space of all of the different e-commerce businesses, especially on eBay, and e-commerce business models that, you know, you can do on there. So I'd love to know, what's your favorite maybe, and what has been the most profitable for you?
Well, I have to say my favorite actually has been my informational products. I started selling them actually on eBay years ago. I remember when webcams were just started, and I remember I was like, all right, so I'd work all this time trying to find these products to resell on eBay. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. You go out, which I enjoy it though. You go out and you source for the inventory. It's like a treasure hunt. Once you get it, you got to take the photos. You got to do the listings. You got to do the search engine optimization. Once you have it listed, you got to do customer service. Service-wise on, you know, people are asking about it. Then once it sells, you got to ship it. Then once that's done, you got to do all your business records. So there's a lot of steps that go into that. I have hired help since then to help me do those, you know, tedious tasks, so to say. And I do the fun, the go sourcing. That's always fun. But informational products have become, they're very profitable to entrepreneurs. You're bottling up your expertise, and you're spending the time on the front end to be able to record different videos or write your ebooks or PDFs. And then once that's done, your cost involved is extremely minimal. So that actually is my favorite. But I love just reselling on eBay too. It's fun. It's a challenge.
Awesome. Amazing. Sorry, Bonna, were you gonna...
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'd love to know, because I know that talking about informational products, that you have your own that you wanted to offer a bit of a discount to for our audience. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, thank you. Yes. If it's something, eBay's not for everybody, but if it's something that people are looking to start or grow their own successful eBay business, I can help you with that. So I do have a course in my online academy. It's called Paladin Global Markets Growth Academy. And I'm offering 20% off to your listeners with a coupon code. It's called Growth Boss. So if it's a good fit, if it's something that that they're looking to do, I would love to have them there. And I do walk you through the process. And so you're not just getting informational product, you're getting access to me through the process as well in our community.
Awesome. Yeah. Amazing. Well, I will definitely drop the link in the show notes with the with the code. And so guys, if eBay is what you're looking to get into, then I would definitely check this out.
Awesome. Thanks guys. That was really sweet.
Oh, no problem. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for hopping on. We've had such a blast
learning. Thank you. This has been fun. You guys are so easy to talk to. I love it.
Oh, cool. I love talking to you.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, that's it from us. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please, guys, review and rate us. You can do that on ratethispodcast.com/makeit, all one word. And we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.